The 19th of December, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. O come now, wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. O come, now, Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times you gave the law, in cloud and mystery and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. The Lord will come from his holy place, he will come to save his people. Psalm 136. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Sion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captives, for songs, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Sion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will come from his holy place, he will come to save his people. We have a strong city, Sion. The Saviour will set up wall and rampart to guard it. Open the gates, for God is with us. Alleluia. Psalm 137. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord! The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We have a strong city, Sion. The Saviour will set up wall and rampart to guard it. Open the gates, for God is with us. Alleluia. Let us know your way on earth, Lord. Let all peoples know your saving power. A Canticle from Revelations 4. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honour and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us know your way on earth, Lord. Let all peoples know your saving power. A reading from Philippians chapter 3. It is to heaven that we look expectantly for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to save us. He will form this humbled body of ours anew, moulding it into the image of his glorified body. So effective is his power to make all things obey him. Responsory: Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face smile on us, and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. O stock of Jesse, you stand as a signal for the nations. Kings fall silent before you, whom the people acclaim. O come to deliver us, and do not delay. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O stock of Jesse, you stand as a signal for the nations. Kings fall silent before you, whom the people acclaim. O come to deliver us, and do not delay. Intercessions. The Lord who is to come is the judge of the living and the dead. Christ, have mercy. We thank you for the mercy you have shown us. Let your compassion support us in our weakness. Christ, have mercy. You humbled yourself to wash away our guilt. Forgive us the times when we have been indifferent to your pardon. Christ, have mercy. Grant us also a spirit of understanding, to forgive as we ourselves are forgiven. Christ, have mercy. If you should mark the guilt of those who have died, Lord, who would survive? Christ, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Deepen our faith, Lord God, as we celebrate the great mystery of the Incarnation, by which you revealed to the world the splendour of your glory through the Virgin Mary when she gave birth to your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.